This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. It's a beautiful season, you know, on the cusp of summer, and everyone gets the urge to plant plants. And I can't figure out if it's just, you know, from our exposure, our training, you know, that dogma, sort of, it's spring and it's when you plant, or is it something more ancient, more woo-woo from another time? I feel spring and I need to plant. I don't know, but I can tell you, people want to plant plants. It's winter is over and it's time to plant something, anything. Of course, in the semi-arid landscapes of the southwest of southern Arizona, plants would prefer it if you planted them in the summer monsoon or in fall or autumn. It's true. They've told me they would much more prefer that. Anyway, I want you to know that I, too, have succumbed to, it's spring and it's when you plant. I feel spring and I need to plant. Let's plant a garden. Let's plant a tree. Let's dig some holes. Sounds good to me. So Ms. Muskete and I are doing that, you know, a garden and cool plants around our 1991 Marvelette that our dogs love to knock over. It's spring, it's spring, it's spring. Critters know it too. Birds are singing and birds have calls, or, you know, these songs to lure in a mate, and I use them and calls for territorial. So the luring into the mate, baby, 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 or the other one is, hey, get out of here, stay away. And mockingbirds sing through the night. I shout at them, doesn't that larynx get sore, you all-night mockingbirds? But wrens, you know, and peckers and thrashers and cardinals. Unfortunately, I need those loud birds like that singing or calling. I have this problem. I don't hear some of the beautiful songs anymore that are being sung. Several weeks ago, I was wandering a beautiful stream bed with my friend Mac Hudson. Yeah, 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 brother to Duncan. Yeah, 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 husband to Amy. But anyway, he's quite the birder and has an excellent ear for songs being sung. And he said, hear that, Petey? That's a painted red start. Oh, gee, don't. I mean, I can't hear the chitting of the bridal titmice anymore unless they were to land on my head, which would be very cool. But I need the noisier birds, the cheery dawn song of the house finch, the sweet little call of black-chinned sparrows, the sharp tweets of a cardinal, you know, whistles of thrashers, that kind of thing, that cranking call of the cactus wren. Wrens are so cool, aren't they? I chased a couple Bewick wrens around my house. Cute little rascals. I wanted to have them stay, maybe live there, but we have a rule, no wrens in the house. But cactus wrens, they're a big old wren. Yeah, they are, and they're so cool. They build those football-shaped nests and choyas and prickly pears and up in the branch trees, and they build those nests out of grasses and twigs and insulation from your house, those huge football nest with an entrance at one end. Oh, that's so cool. And they use that nest, like a male and female. A female will be in there sitting on eggs, and the male will start to build another nest while the female broods. And they may raise another brood over in that new nest, or one of them may roost in that new nest. So solitary cactus wrens, you know, after all the brooding is done, they roost in the old or newly built nests. Is that cool? I think it's pretty cool, too. The scientific name of the wrens is Campylorhynchus brunicapillus, Greek for Campylos, curved, rhynchus, beak, curved beak. Brunius capillus means brown hair or brown feathers. And around Baja, Arizona, we just call them the cactus wren. It's our state bird. And I love its song. It sounds like a tiny engine starting. Yeah. Have I told you this before? I'm sure I said it. I left some of my hearing in a bar up on the stage floor. Loud country music. I mean, that's what we did. We were all in our 20s. Heck, I was just a kid. We played bars. Most of them been torn down. I remember loading equipment and thinking, on tour, same town, up and down Speedway and 4th Avenue as well, playing country music and raising all sorts of hell. And I don't mean to bore you, so here's what I meant to say. I can still hear pretty well if I turn my head a certain way. And this morning I heard a bird called a thrasher starting to sing. Oh my gosh, I shouted to no one, it's gotta be spring. Wait, I hear a cactus wren. He's our state bird. Crank it up, you rascal, if you want to be heard. Oh, I hear spring, and it's quite an etude. He not bad for a fellow who's a half-deaf desert dude. It's as good as Merle or Jones or even old Conway. Old honky-tonker hears spring when he turns his head a certain way. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.